Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woo! That's you!
I figured I always go like this. I had to change it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, and you're on a different side tonight, so usually it's like this, and this time it's this. You know, for me, I don't know where you are on your screen or your screen. So, anyway, Tracy Mahan.
Hi, everybody in the chat room. If you want to chat with us live, we are at, depending on when you're listening to this, I always choke myself up because then I forward think it. Depending on when you're listening to this, we are live on Friday nights, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, over at VBS Radio TV on Facebook. So come find us over there and chat with us in the chat room. We got Chris and Tracy in here so far. Hello, ladies. Let's chat it up. I know that Chris is from Idaho. Tracy, where are you from? Oh, she's from Brisbane, Australia.
Very nice.
Woohoo. Love it. Do your Australian accent.
I don't have one. That's Kaya. That's Kaya.
That is Kaya. Yeah. Yeah.
On the Barbie. See, I can't even do that on the Barbie. And they say they don't say that. So, Tracy, do they actually say on the Barbie?
Yeah, do they? And not this Tracy, that Tracy.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Australian okay. Tracy.
The Australian Tracy, yes. Okay, so Julia's got an amazing lineup of topics for us tonight. We are excited to get them going. She's spent weeks thinking about this.
No, you know, actually, I had that plan, but then I decided to shelve it because I have found that our shows that have no themes and no plans do much better than the ones that we have all structured and planned.
No.
So, yeah. So I was like, you know what? How about we just save that for another time and let's just be guided by whatever it is you want and we'll go from there.
So Tracy says, we say we are going to have a Barbie.
Going to have a Barbie. Okay.
Going to have all a right. Barbie.
You know that it got kind of changed as it came over the water. But yes. Yeah. Anyway, it's good to know that you actually say Barbie.
With the
slang, with the Barbie. That's so far off. No, I see. I can't do it.
Where's Kaya? Where you need him?
Come somebody.
I said, "Where's Kaya when you need him?" We're getting some reception.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We need Kaya.
Oh, we've got a good one from Australia. Now we got Wendy from Australia, Victoria.
My goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we need to have it where they just actually call in so they can speak to us and tell us how it sounds because, you know, we need to have sound of vision.
Throw a shrimp on the Barbie. We say prawns instead of shrimp. The whole thing's wrong. We're going to have a Barbie and we're going to have prawns on the Barbie. I don't think there is anything wrong as far as the I think we were freezing up with each other, but our producer is asking, is there anything wrong? You know, other than
yeah, it's us.
You can't fix it, sorry.
No. So okay, so you guys in the audience, you're the one determining what we're talking about tonight. So what would you like us to talk about? Do you have any questions? Do you have, you know, it's, let's just, this, oh. These are fantastic shows. I love these like this. I know.
Okay.
What are they going to throw at you, Tracy?
We usually have steak and snags, sausages. Okay, we're getting a good education. And you know what? Now I got to find it. My little book from Judy that gives us all
the mine's at the office.
Australia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine was sitting right here. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, there it is. Yeah. So we've got Australian slang. Yeah.
Aussie slang. You'd think we'd be better at this.
I don't even have anything to say to that. Okay, timelines.
Oh, okay. What about timelines? Let's get more specific. Let's dive deep into this. I mean, because that's a broad topic.
Okay. What are the healthiest ways to cut cords with a toxic person.
Oh, okay. Say bye. No. no, that's really good. That's really good. The healthiest way to cut cords, I mean, it really is you just stop, you just say goodbye and go. But but you go ahead. Yeah, exactly. Just snip and go. and not to make light of this, I know, but I think it's part of it is because I've been there. I have so been there. I think we have all been there. And it's a place where, you know, we keep, oh boy, this is what's coming in because this is what I'm, you know, I'm okay. This, my brain is just like, okay, here's what you got to do. It's not them. It's you.
Yes.
And as long as we're trying to change somebody else or do something that's affecting the other person, we're not ever quite getting there. So it's something, see, they are reflecting things for us. They're doing things for us, things like that. So if you ever want to, if you feel like you're done, whatever, then it's you that you got to do things with. So, and you're always talking about that, Tracy, about how, you know, it's so good about the reflections of us. And it's like, so then what do you do? Like, if that's a reflection, then what do you do with that? You know, it's like she's saying, oh, this is a toxic, you know, toxic personality. Okay, so what's that reflecting? What's that? What's happening there?
Yeah. Oh, am I supposed to answer that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said, yeah. What I was saying was, okay, because you're always talking about how that's a reflection. And I mean, if you're reflecting that, then what do you do with that? Because it's about you dealing with yourself. So what do you do with that then?
Right. So you look at it. Where is it triggering you? Why? What is that trigger? Where are you feeling it? What is the emotions behind it? What did it mean to you when that person did that? You know, those types of things coming in, you know, go down the rabbit hole. You know, what is this person teaching or healing for you?
Right. And then this other thing that I'm doing is where it's like, you know, this is a, you know, we write our scripts. I talked about this morning and it's like, so that's why it's still on my mind, but it's, this is where I've gone head deep into this subject matter lately. We are, you know, remember we're the ones writing our scripts for our plays. Our lives are our plays. And we are the ones doing this. We're the screenwriter, the director, the author, the main character, the star, hopefully you're the star of your own play. but, and I'll tell you, you are.
That's a good hope.
You are, and everybody around you are actors that have agreed to play in your play. Now you are an actor or a supporting character or whatever to someone else's play, but they are, you know, so see how we all work together. We play characters for each other. And when we need somebody to come and show us our stuff, you know, it's like, we want to see that. We're not seeing it within ourselves. We're not getting it. We write in our scripts. This is done on this other level, but we write it in there for somebody to come in and help us with that. Okay. So that's where we're attracting that. And like Tracy was saying, if it's triggering things, that's your surest sign that this is something that you've brought to yourself to reflect so you can look at it, so you can work with it. And now once you are aware of it, now you can go, okay, I'm working on this within myself, but you know, now I can actually change the characters in my play and I can have them act differently, you know, and what they're telling me right now is really cool because when we do that and we're like, you know, I want this character to be this way for me, you know, and you imagine it, you're rewriting their script. Well, when we're doing that, what they're telling me is, see, that's, we're also doing that for ourselves. We are now internally changing our stuff.
Yeah.
Not sure how, but it is. I guess it's because we're imagining it. I want my world to be like this. We'll see, when we do that, then we're changing. I guess that's how it is. But they're always telling me the how does not matter. It doesn't matter. So just go with the what.
The what? What?
I hope that made sense. I really do.
Ho'oponopono. Yes. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're going to say hi to.
See, now, when you do that.
And Tiffany, too. Yeah.
Well, yay, Tiffany. When you do that, see what you just did? Okay, so it's like, please forgive me. You know, that. What are you doing?
Clapping when I did it. No.
Well, whenever. Like, yeah.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you.
Yeah. And it sounds like we're asking it of the other person.
But we're asking it for ourselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See how that did that? We're changing the thing for ourselves. When we change ourselves, the whole scene changes.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry that I left you in that position. I'm sorry that you were feeling vulnerable or whatever it is the trigger was. I'm sorry. I love you. Forgive me. All the goodness. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We got lots of things going on in here.
Have they gone off without us?
You know what, though? This is such a good question. And it's been a theme this week, you know, with sessions and stuff. I've had these very conversations. I was sitting there listening to you talking, going, I had that same conversation like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm an actor in your play. You're an actor in my play. We're, you know, we agreed to come together in this and do this work together. And here we are. Mm-hmm. So it is, it works both ways. You know, we're sitting here talking about the toxic or the triggers. Mm-hmm. It also works with people that you love. And just having a conversation recently about, you know, why is this person in my life? And the answer that came back was, you know, the ones that you are getting along with and everything's going great is a reflection of what you've healed. The ones that are your triggers are the reflection of what you haven't. And so take both in. You've got all these beautiful people around you. We'll take that in. That's the artist that you did your
healing. We just get rid of these, you know, here and they're like, no.
Like little flies, you're trying to spot them.
those are some things you're still working on.
Okay, so are we done with that one? Do we want to go back to the timelines? Because we had some more.
Did we get more clarification around the timeline?
Are timelines for ascension getting shorter? I think it's an interesting way to ask the question, because I don't think timelines get shorter. I think we eliminate timelines. Are we getting to the higher frequency timelines, or are we... how would you answer that?
Well, we're choosing. I mean, it's all about choosing timelines. And so it's which one do you want? And, I mean, there are countless numbers of timelines. There are countless numbers of options of things that you can do, of experiences you can have for whatever. You can take the long road or the short road to ascension, you know, so it's your choice which one you want. So it's just picking it. Now, when you keep asking like that, then that means you don't believe that you've chosen it yet, that you are there, because you can be there, or you can make it a really long trip there. why they say it's already done. It is done.
But oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said that. Right. I'm going to wait for you to be done, and I'm going to be like this, waiting for my...
Oh, no, go ahead.
I had a client this week that he wrote a beautiful book. He communicates with the dolphins and the whales, and he came in for a session, and that was his message. Like one of his messages was that, because he wanted to know, what am I here to do now? He said he literally got to the point, and this is somebody that's not very old. And he's like, I've already gotten to the point where I said, I've done it all. I'm ready to go. and his journey continues, but so cool though, because they were showing him this beautiful energy that he's bringing into this into the earth to create these shifts. And somebody was asking about the frequencies rising and the ascension getting closer. Yeah, every day that's happening. Mm-hmm. Again, we're going to see ascension when the scale tips. It's not going to be like, hey, on March 14th, this is going to happen. No, it's when the scales tip. So there isn't a timeline to give anybody on that. But his message was, it's already done. You're just catching up to it. And they're showing him this beautiful future.
Yeah.
You know, a beautiful future earth, not just his future, a future earth. And they said, it's already done. As long as you stay on your path and follow your heart, you're not going to do anything wrong. Just keep doing that. It's already done. And you're just catching up to it. And it was so cool because
that makes sense. Because the message I'm always getting is it's already done. You will see it when you believe it. And that's really essentially the same thing. When you catch up to it is when you believe it.
When you believe it.
And it's done. It is done for you. See, that's when you choose it. See how there's there's lots of different ways of saying this, but it's at
that. There is. Yeah. And we have to remember that we are a vibration. And, you know, we're looking at a fifth dimensional frequency, a fifth dimensional vibration. And we've experienced rising up and falling down, coming up and coming down. I mean, one of my biggest experiences of that is when we go on these beautiful trips and having a wonderful time. 5D, 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 get on that airplane. Airport. There we go. Rude awakening. Back into 3D you go.
Oh, I kind of remember this.
Yeah. But we've had these beautiful experiences over and over and over again. And that is our 5D and holding and sustaining that, you know, we get to do that. And, you know, it's when we get triggered, let's bring it back to the triggers and the toxic, right? When we get triggered, it'll pull us back into those other energies. Find some tools to get yourself back up. You know, I just had to do that where I'm like, okay, I just got kerplunked. Mm-hmm. And now I need to pick myself back up and get back into this mood I was in 10 minutes ago. Well,
but I think that's a huge part of it right there, is just understanding it, you know, what's happening. Okay, it's a trigger. Okay, that's something for me to look at. That's not something for me to necessarily react to. It's like, if I'm reacting, okay, that's triggering. That's showing me, okay, this is something. Now just go to that. What is it you're trying to show me? What's going on here? See, that gets you out of that reactionary phase.
Yeah.
So I would say the best thing you can do for yourself is to move through the reactionary phase as quickly as possible. You know, get to know that it's trying to tell you something, and like, okay, what are you trying to tell me?
Yeah.
And go ahead and jump there. You will do so much more for yourself and be able to pull yourself back up much faster.
Do you have any hints as how to do that?
Just what I said.
But I mean, like, there's, you know, you get hit, cali-womped, side. Sidetracked or
left. Sure, have your reaction. I mean, have it.
Have your reaction.
Bam. And then it'd be like, okay, as soon as you kind of get your wits about you again. And because that comes, you know, I mean, that's up to you. But the more this happens, the faster you'll start finding yourself being able to get to this place. But as soon as you get your wits about you, then it's like, okay, what was that about? What are you trying to show me? You know, so that's, and seeing that as soon as you're starting to able to look at it objectively, so you're pulling yourself out of it already. You're pulling yourself out of that emotional reaction. When you're in the middle of the emotional reaction, it's hard to be objective with yourself. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and have your reaction, feel the emotions. That's okay. That's why we're here. We want to experience these things, but then go to the next step and start going, okay, now what am I trying to show myself? Because this was something that was a doozy. If it hits you like that, that's a doozy. That's a major thing you want to learn and heal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think as soon as you start doing that, that starts pulling you up. You can talk with friends. Tracy and I talk a lot. I talk with Tiffany a lot. You know, it's like,
Tiffany, are you available? Just kidding.
Tiffany's great.
1-800-TIFFANY.
You know, and so sometimes some people can help give you that objective viewpoint if you're still in the middle of your stuff, and sometimes it helps to pull you out and be objective.
Yeah.
The sooner you can get objective, I think, the better.
Definitely. Yeah. Shift it. Shift it. Okay. Let's see. What else do we got on here? You guys are chatting up a storm. I love the comment about, I want to be on the timeline where I'm a size 12. So
absolutely.
A lot of hands are raised there, a lot of hands going up. Okay.
Now here's how you get that one, and I'm working on it. you imagine, okay, find some kind of a scenario, some kind of a that would be that accomplished. It's like, what would it be like? You know, first of all, what would it be like to be a size 12? What would that feel like? And then find something that symbolizes that in a like, maybe people just telling you how wonderful you look, or say, how, you know, how do you feel? And you're telling them how wonderful you feel, or anything, you know, something. And then imagine yourself fully in that place, in that being, feeling it. You are now living it. See what you're doing when you do things like that? You are moving timelines. You are moving to another timeline because you are feeling it. That one has to exist for you to imagine it. It has to exist.
I like how the two things are kind of coming together, right? The timelines, the shifting, the energies, the, yeah.
It's all together. It's all connected. Why, yeah, that's where we're at this place now. I mean, they probably could have been separate things at another times, but we're at this place now where we see how it all comes together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's a fun one.
Okay.
I understand our light codes can help activate others.
Okay. So is there a question in there?
I'm guessing is the question would be, is that accurate?
Sure. I mean, it's called, yeah, I mean, it's your frequency. When you say light codes, I mean, I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I know we get light codes from different things and you're always talking about light codes and stuff. I mean, I feel like there's a lot more than that. It's like more than just light codes. It's probably all kinds of codes and all kinds of frequency things and all kinds of, you know, that's how we're all energetic. So yes, we're going to have energetic influences on each other. And
yeah,
whatever it is, I don't know if it has to be defined.
Julia does her energetic influences through looks.
Yeah, that's the thing. You should have the, you know, the mother look.
You know, I love it when we do these little things because I'm just waiting to see where YouTube will freeze us. And the last time we were doing this, and I loved it.
And what were we doing that we both did at the same time? I don't know what
we were sending me a signal, and I was trying to pick up on it. Telepathy. Yes.
Well, that's perfect. That was a perfect symbol. Okay, what's a perfect symbol for the thing today? Vibrate.
Yeah. Okay, YouTube, we gave it to you. Now make that happen.
That is so funny. And then you're freezing. Now you're freezing. That is so funny. That is.
I hope I was freezing in a funny face.
Well, it said my internet was unstable. I think it's because we did all that energy.
Well, we got to be careful about that. The world's not ready for us yet. No. Oh, my goodness. That's true. So, okay, what else we got? Let's see. Do you guys have any other questions or topics you would want us to talk about? So frequencies. Come on, guys.
We're only halfway through. What?
I know. Come on.
It's your show today. What are we going to talk about? It's your...
So as far as the frequencies go, I have some experience with that, with doing energy work, like a Reiki worker or, you know, anybody that does any kind of energy exchanges and in those modalities, doing light language, there's color frequencies, there's sacred geometry, there's symbols that people draw, there's all kinds of codes. And that painting behind me is infused with all kinds of energy that gets transmitted. That's why I put it here, so that when people are watching my videos, then they'll see that, because it transmits energy and brings things up. I don't know if you can see it. I'll see if I can put it. Those trees, those are light language money trees. You're welcome. No. And I put them above the TV so that I can see them. When I'm watching TV, I just look up and I'm like, okay, money trees, do your business, do your thing. And, you know, anyways, there's a lot of different ways to bring that in. So, yeah, you know, people draw, there's the most beautiful light language art out there. Some of the best stuff I've ever seen, it has light language inscriptions all over it. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways for that to raise your frequencies, to shift, to reprogram, whatever you want to call it. Okay.
Right. Like you said, a lot of people do art. And so, and that's a way of sharing the, you know, getting it out there and having an influence. So whatever way it works for you, because there's so many different ways. Music. I think you said music, but that's sounds. How that shares and that goes out there. Mm-hmm. And you can tell some music, some art, some, it does something.
Yeah.
There's stuff in there.
Lots of good stuff there. So the next question, can we do anything like pray for ascension for loved ones? I know I have opinions about that.
Pray for ascension for loved ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what mom would always say when somebody asked it? Were you ever at a lecture where she answered that question?
Mm-mm. No, I wish. I wish I could say I only got to meet your mom once. So... But I am feeling fortunate that I did get to do that.
Because that is a common question. And I'm not really, again, I'm not trying to make light of it, but it's just, here's some of this to get mom's personality. you know, you had to, she would just tell it like it is. Okay. And fortunately or unfortunately, as the older I get, I'm getting a lot more like her. So it's like, I see why she did it. You just cut to the chase. Just come on. You just, you know, but what she would, yeah, you can, certainly you can do that. But what I'm saying, and I've got two things here. This is really interesting because of the topic we keep talking about. But anyway, okay. So the first one is each of us is on our own path.
Yeah.
And what somebody else does is their path, and it's perfectly up to them. You know, we can pray for them, but it's like, they're going to do what they're going to do. They are going to ascend. It just, yeah. They may just take a different road to get there than you do. Remember, we can choose the short path. We can choose one that's already done now, or we can choose a scenic route. Lots of people take the scenic routes. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We're all going to get there.
Yeah.
So it's really about, it's working with yourself. It's, you know, it's not like, oh, be damned with everybody else. It's not like that. It's you teach by example. You show by example, you know, you live you be you, the true you. And that's teaching other people how to do that just by sheer example. You don't have to say a word and they will get it. They will start doing it. So they may be influenced, you know, that's what helps others the most. Now, here's the other thing. Remember, we're choosing timelines.
Yeah.
So how about imagine the one where they're all with you and you're all working on it together and you're going at the same time. Remember, I think there's so much, what do I want to say here? I don't want to say confusion, but it's not like we're blipping out of here and blipping over here and everything that's all different. It's like, this is such a gradual thing and it shifts in a way that, you know, it all moves. So who's to say, why do you think that they're not going with you? Why do you think that they're not? See what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, we're all doing that would be a judgment call, right? You're judging that situation.
Yeah. Because of how they're acting, like it's, you're supposed to be a certain way. This is the play you wrote.
Yeah.
You know, so back to that again.
Right. And I don't want to say judging like that's like, mm-hmm. you're doing something not nice. You've been taught something. Mm-hmm. You learned something about, you know, I grew up Catholic. Heck yeah. If you say a dirty word, you're going to the hot place, right? And so then you're like, everyone, I'm a dirty word police now. I don't want anybody going to the hot place. So yeah. We were programmed to do that. Mm-hmm. But the truth of it is, and I, you know, I see it more and more every day. I've breadcrumbed myself, right? I've put all these things in my path so that when I came here, I would find my way. Everybody has done that. Everybody on this planet has breadcrumbed themselves so that they're going to find the way to the thing that they came here to do. Uh-huh. The experiences, some of them might suck. They might suck a lot. And you may not understand why you're going through them or why you had the childhood you did or the abuse that happened. Uh-huh. But it's when you get the bigger picture of that or find out why you came in, a lot of the light workers, if I dare to say this, a lot of the light workers picked families that have had a horrific karmic cycle because they came in to clear the cycle so that that soul family can ascend. Doesn't necessarily mean that you are part of that soul family. As a light worker, you came in to help that family. So if that resonates for you, beautiful. You know, you came to help this family move through some trauma that they haven't been able to get out of for lifetimes. And you're helping them move out of it or break the cycle, right? And we talked about cycles before. You're in a cycle, you're in a loop. What do you do to get out of it? You change it. You stop the loop. You do something different.
Well, get out of the car.
Yeah, you get out of the car. Get out of that driver's seat. And that's what a lot of the, you know, the volunteers that I've been working with, mm-hmm. they have come,
you know, in. What came in as you were saying that is many have come in to help the other, you know, it's like that. And it's like, there again, it's like, it's so important not to, what they want me to tell you is that it's like, just as, you know, it's like, oh, I'm here to help them. Wait a minute. They're here to help you as well. So it's like, so right. You gotta take that stuff out where, oh, I'm the one that is, you know, it's like, see, that's kind of in that same vein of what you're saying, that it's not judgment, but it's like, it's putting yourself on some kind of another level. And it's like, That stuff.
No, yeah, that's
all that's gone. I hope
that's not how that came through. No, not another level, but more like this place of compassion or loving this planet enough to help the planet. I don't.
But remember again what we said earlier: if you have a toxic person in your life, or if you have people that are pushing buttons, what is that saying? That's saying those are things that you have.
Those are your things. Yeah.
It is your thing. So there again, we're back to you work on you. This is your path. You deal with you. And by doing that, it teaches others. Don't worry about everybody else and their paths and where they may or may not be. None of us will ever know from this plane of existence.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do you.
I don't think we're disagreeing on that. I think we're agreeing. You do you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We haven't disagreed on any of it.
Right.
I hope I didn't make that sound like I did.
Oh, I thought that you were saying I'm telling people they're on a pedestal.
No. Well, I was just like, I don't want people to take that away from it. I didn't feel like you were, but I don't want people to take that away from it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just am sharing what people have experienced mm-hmm. in their sessions. That this is, it's part of their journey and their learning and their soul ascension and their growth. But they also are the ones that had the strength to put the stop to it and make the changes.
Yeah, I mean, these designs, really, before we came in or whatever, you know, that they're actually constantly being constructed. They are designs of our lives. They're very well orchestrated, you know, to a very fine degree. So yeah, so we really need to trust that we knew what we were doing and we had wonderful guidance in the process, and we do constantly every day. And we're in the right place always at the right time to learn what we need to learn and do what we need to do and grow and, you know, accomplish what we want to accomplish.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm laughing because I don't have my glasses on. They're here.
Okay.
And I just want to apologize to Wendy ahead of time because I thought what she wrote when I glanced over was, "I love my chickens."
And okay.
That's not what she wrote. And I'm like, that's interesting. Why did Wendy put that on there? But she says, "I love my children."
which might be chickens.
They might be little chickens. I don't know. But
My brother has chickens right now, and I think he looks on them as children.
Well, I mean, after you watch the video of the child hugging a chicken, you will never look at a chicken the same, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that chicken just hugged that little boy. Oh, yeah. Chris is saying she loves her chickens, and she does. Yeah. I'm gonna agree, she does love her chickens. So oh my gosh, it's getting funny now. Sorry, I had to share my, you know, if I put the glasses on I can read, but if I look over here then it's blurry, you know. You guys are gonna get me doing a lot of this. Yeah. You're going to have to put up with my vision. We talked about that one time, the vision. Yeah. What is it I don't want to see? I don't want to see these comments, apparently. Not accurately, anyway.
No, you want to make your own.
I make up my own comments. Somebody really likes hamburgers, and nope, that's not what that says. No.
Right back to the Bobby.
Back to the Bobby. The prawns, boo, not shrimp.
Yes, prawns. Prawns
on the Bobby.
No, they don't say on. They say
go. I don't know.
See, because that's foreign to us. We can't remember it. We were told that you say you're doing something on the Barbie.
Okay.
Boy, let's get off of that.
One of these days, I'll have to just make it to Australia and see for myself. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And nobody will say
it. Yeah. And I'll be like, I'm looking for this Barbie statement. Anyone? Anyone? Wonderful. All right. So 20 minutes have gone by. Oh no, my eyes are bad again. 30 minutes have gone by. What else do we want to talk about, you guys? Prawns on the Barbie. It is prawns on the Barbie.
Oh, okay. But in the beginning, they said something else about the Barbie, didn't they? Anyway, then I'm really leaving you alone. I mean, see, there's something about that.
Yeah. We're going to just do a one-on-one with you later with Wendy. She can teach you all. Okay.
And it comes back when I go to Australia. It all comes back, but it's just I've not been there for a couple of years now.
I know.
It's like, I don't remember.
So I'm curious about this answer.
Okay.
Do you know the purpose of another person copying your life?
Okay, well, we need more information around that.
Do we?
Another person copying your life. I mean,
are we talking like a doppelganger, somebody that gets the same haircut? You know, what? Yeah.
Somebody.
Wendy, you are just trying to encourage Julian. He ain't having it. I hate reading that one. I'm not reading that one. No, I'm just
kidding. This isn't fair.
Fine. She put bangers and mash. Now say that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know that. I know what that is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. To me, it's all a bunch of sexual innuendos. So you guys have
it. Have odd names for food.
Sorry, I took it to another world, another place.
Well, it's probably meant to be here, but that's what they call it.
Yeah, so you're not getting any hints on the whole doppelganger copycatter thing?
I don't think it's doppelganger. I think it's, I don't think that's what they're saying. But copycat is like, is that somebody that's chosen to live, like, be identical to you, like live the life like you? I mean, I'm not hearing doppelganger in there, so.
Oh, no, I put that word in there. Do you know the purpose of another person copying your life?
Insecurity.
That's the word I got too. They're insecure. Mm-hmm. They see something in you that they like, and so they're trying to mimic that. And because they like what's happening in your life, mm-hmm. they want what you have, kind of a thing, or they see something that you have that they like, and they're just trying to recreate that for themselves.
Yeah, and there again, you just be you, and... You know, eventually, and you just, you know, you be true to yourself. And that's the best way to teach others. You're setting an example. I mean, that's actually a compliment if somebody's wanting to emulate you. I mean, I guess that would be another way of saying it. But eventually they will start realizing, you know, it's like, oh, this is what you're being true to yourself. And because at some point they have to be true to themselves. Otherwise they're living a life of, you know, that's their choice again. See, I just see it's their insecurity. But, you know, we can't change other people. You just rewrite the script.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. I guess I'll read this out loud here. Okay. Uh-oh. So this is, you wanted more information. Okay. So this person is choosing to sleep with her ex-boyfriend, and now she is inserting herself with my husband looking after my kids, although he is married to someone else.
The
ex-husband.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't see the ex again. Sorry, guys. I just made that really juicy. You guys can take that drama. No. It's like, well, I'm just going to take a few words out of this and really soup it up.
Well, I mean, okay, so you know, whether they're trying to be you or whether they're, I mean, or they're trying to, or you see them as trying to live the life that you've had. I mean, there's something else going on there. And there's just, you know, go back to, you know, that what she's doing, what that person's doing in their path, that's not your concern. I mean, it really isn't. You be concerned with you and what you're doing. And that showers out. When you have these feelings of, rah, 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 what are they doing? Rah, rah. See, what that's doing is bringing in that same vibration. And that's going to stir that stuff up and make it bigger and bigger and bigger. But if you are in this place of, I know who I am and I know what I'm doing and I am being me and I'm being true to myself. See, that's a different vibration that's going out, and that will attract that kind of vibration and those kind of people that are vibrating that same way. So mm-hmm. See, it always comes back to yourself. That used to frustrate. I'll just get not negative. I'll say a bad word here. That used to frustrate the hell out of me. It was like, it would always come back to, it was me.
This question is so worth it. Just watch this happen.
I wanted so much. Tiffany will enjoy this. She knows this. I always wanted so much for it to be her father's fault. Just once. Just come on, once. And that was always me. It always came back to me. I was the one, I just had to look at myself. It was always something, you know, whatever's going on. It was something he was highlighting in myself, you know, and as soon as I would work on me, that would all clear up. And I'm like, ugh. Yeah, I want to be right.
Yeah. We always want to be right. And then, our little egos will take us on such adventures. But I do want to throw another platform in here to look at. And just because we do the QHHT, I would say clear that past life. Clear the lifetimes around that. And you don't have to do that with anybody, do anything. You just ask to have that cleared. And I'm going to bring in what we talked about earlier, Ho'oponopono. Uh-huh. Whatever this lifetime was, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Can we release this, heal this, lift it into the light? Forgiveness in all directions.
Right. Yeah. But mean it.
But mean it.
Emotion,
I'm sorry. I'm looking at Tiffany's comment of I'm always right.
Well, she
is always right.
Tiffany is always right. That's
always, always. Highlighted, big print, always right. And
oh, her.
I agree.
What she would say to that, but your statement there is accurate.
Accurate. That's accurate.
So like what you were saying there, do it with feeling. Now, do not forget to do the forgiveness of yourself in that process. Yeah. You know, so it's all, this is a thing. But see there again, what you're doing is you're healing you. Again, it comes back to you. I'm sorry, it keeps doing that. It's just going to do it all the time. It's a boomerang, Aussies. It's a boomerang. You know, it's just going to keep coming back. So
this
no matter how much we try to throw it out and make it somebody else, it's going to come back to us.
Us. There we go. Okay. What do they say when you're pointing the finger? You got all these other ones pointing back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, okay. Oh, people are posting and then it jumps around. Okay. Yeah. Again. Okay. So that's just more of the drama, and we don't need to go into the story at this point. I think, you know, we kind of get the idea. It's dramatic. It's a lot going on.
So it's what point do you want to stop feeding that? You change it within yourself. You have to think it differently.
So I have a scenario going on here with one of my kids, and I'm like, you know what? That there's drama going on in his world. That drama does not become mine unless I insert myself into it.
Right.
And I noticed that was something I needed to look at this last couple of weeks. You know, it's like, okay, how badly do I want to be in that drama right now? Because I wanted to communicate with him over the holidays, you know, the Thanksgiving, we got Christmas coming, and I wanted to set up some arrangements with that. So I realized that I'm only affected as much as I'm willing to insert myself into it. It's not mine. It belongs over there, but it sure as heck can be mine if I put myself in it or if I take myself out. Now, what's happening for me if I take myself out? Well, I miss my son, and I kind of wish that something different was happening there. And so then I got to go look at that. And where am I feeling that? Where's that surfacing from? Where's that fear coming from? And all of that. So I go work on that, and it makes me less in the energy of wanting to insert myself over here. Does that make sense? Definitely. So I'm working on where I'm feeling insecure, feeling my fear around my son and his disconnect from me right now, and putting myself in that, you know, what, looking at my shadows with that. Definitely. And working through my insecurities with that. And then I noticed that when I started doing that, stuff started shifting and things are starting to, hopefully, I'm going to do what you said, keep seeing myself, having a wonderful little Christmas exchange with him and his significant, and we will do this little dance, and it doesn't have to be dramatic. So I'm just keep putting that energy forward.
You keep putting yourself in the person that's experiencing having that wonderful situation, that wonderful event, and hear the beautiful, you know, whatever he's saying, there's something you can encapsulate the moment with maybe something that's said, a hug, anything, but feel it. Fully feel yourself in your body in that situation.
Yeah.
And that's what pulls you into that timeline, that scenario.
Well, and here's something exciting to think about. You know, it's like 10 years ago, were we really thinking this way as a collective? I mean, a few people were on it, but for the majority of us, this was a foreign concept to, you know, bring it back. Look at me. What part am I playing? How do I heal this? And really bringing it forward. And I know that the journey to this work has been going on for a long time, but now we have so many skills and so many tools. You know, when I was growing up, if I had had any of these tools, wow, would my life be different? And I'm sure you could say the same thing, you know, but I'm not learning my tools until I was in my 30s. I got to some of these tools, you know, and I've been doing this stuff since I was 19, but I didn't find these kind of tools till I was in my 30s, went through my divorce and the right people came in and taught me these things to get me where I am today. But now it's like, people on this path, like we are, teaching it to their children and giving them these tools already. And so you guys get excited about this stuff. We are in a different world. We're learning how to understand who we are, what our emotions mean. We're in a duality world. Get real with that. We're going to be mad. We're going to be sad. We're going to be happy. We're going to be in love. We're going to be heartbroken. We're going to have the dualities. So we get to learn how do we love ourselves through that. You know, how do we, and one of the things that kind of blew me out of the water, and I'll share it and everybody can do whatever they want with that, was I had somebody that was really worried about, she was going through a really difficult time and a large loss, and she didn't want to grieve that loss because part of it was making her angry, you know? And so it was like, I'm angry, but I can't feel angry. That'll lower my vibration.
Yeah.
And the message was, think about it this way. If you could love so much that the loss of that love made you hurt this much, that hurt is coming actually from love and it's still amplifying love. So even though you're in pain and you're sad and you're hurting from a place of love, from a loss. Mm-hmm. And so that's still frequency of love.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going out and you're kicking cats and you know, puppies, that's not the same frequency. That's a different kind of anger. But you know, if you're hurting and you're hurting from a place of love, you're actually still in a frequency of love. Yeah, I found that mind blown.
There's a difference between hurt and anger. I mean, you're hurt.
But this person was angry about this situation. You know,
if
you lose a loved one or something of that nature, you go through the grief stages and one of them is anger.
Anger, yeah.
Yeah, but that anger is still coming from that place of how deeply you love that person. So it's still coming from love. And I was like, wow,
yeah,
I got it. Huge. It was like it sunk in. I really got it. So give yourself permission to have your feelings, because even if you think you're in a lower frequency, think about where that frequency is coming from. It was coming from a place where you were loving something so deeply that now you're hurt and you're angry or frustrated or whatever.
Right. Okay. And when I'm getting, you know, I'm seeing this visual, and it's like, be not, but we have to love, this is part of loving ourselves and go easy on yourself and ourselves as we do these things. You know, this is why we're here, is to experience these emotions. And we're going to do some of this stuff. You know, it's like, we may have an emotion that goes, ugh. And then we come back up, because we always come back up. I mean, it does this business. What they're saying is, it's not the going down that's important. It's how quickly, you know, it's doing it, experiencing it, and then bring yourself back up. So you're always coming back. And what you'll find, it kind of goes back to one of the first things we're talking about, is the sooner you can get objective about it, then you're able to pull back out of it. But there's nothing wrong with having that emotion at all. Like you said, experience the emotions. That's why we are here on planet Earth at this time, is because we can't get these emotions anywhere else. We wanted to experience them, because we learn 10 times more and faster by experiencing emotions. And some of them are really deep emotions. We wanted
really
that.
Deep.
Really deep. We wanted that. So have it, experience it, and then move on. Let it go through you and then move on.
Yeah, it's like, let the resistance to it go. Because we have been taught, again, I'm going to bring back that Catholic religion that I grew up in. And I have a lot of beautiful things to say about growing up that way. But, you know, you're taught that those are negative feelings. You know, don't be angry. That's a negative feeling. And so you're taught, you're shamed in it, right? And so you're shamed if you're having these feelings. And, you know, a lot of times that gets kind of in this, you start shoving it away, pushing it down, whatever, the etherical closet, because I don't want to, that's horrible that I feel that way. I can't feel that way. I got to put that away.
Yeah. And I'm a good person. I can't be, I can't have anything negative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and in doing that, you know, you're going to evolve emotionally and it's not going to hit you the same way if it comes around again. If that, you know, something like that happens again, you're going to have grown from that other experience when you went to that step of letting go of resistance and allowing that feeling to be felt and to just be honest. And that's another thing we all need to do a little bit better of. We all want honesty from others. Be honest with yourself. Yeah. Be honest with yourself. What do you really want? What is the feeling you're really having, you know, and bring that to an honesty. So yeah.
Huge. Yeah. It's easy said. It takes a bit to do it. And I mean, yeah, we deceive ourselves more than anybody, you know, it's very natural to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one we do it with is ourselves.
It is. Yeah. Very, very true. So
and like you said, we say, you know, we want honesty from other people. When we are deceiving ourselves, then what are we attracting?
Full circle.
She's coming back. See? Boomerang. Boom. Yep. Okay. Tracy. Oh. How can people find you if they would ever want to come see you, have a session? What can they all do?
You started freezing up on me, but I know what you asked me. So.
Okay.
You can find me at tracymahan.com. Actually, I'm running a special on any of the online workshops that I've done that you can purchase online, 30% off for the month of December. So please come find me over at tracymahan.com for those. And for QHHT sessions, QHHTofficial.com or tracymahan.com. Those are great places. How about you, Julia? What do you want to tell people about all of this QHHT wonderful stuff?
Yeah, this QHHT work, just go to QHHT official. Imagine that. Go to the official site .com and you'll see everything you could ever want to know about QHHT. If it's something that resonates with you, you can learn how to take courses. I mean, how to learn this. Or if you want to have a session with somebody, you go to the same site and you'll find out where to find somebody to have a session with. Fantastic. We have a reunion coming up. It's for anybody that wants to come. It's not just for practitioners. It's coming up next month. January 21st to the 23rd in Daytona Beach, Florida. So lots of fun. We can't wait. So excited to be there and get to be with everybody again. Tracy and I and Tiffany and Erica and Sarah. You know, we've been going, having little trips and stuff, and it's been helping tremendously to get that community, you know, have some of that. But it's something, if you haven't been able to do that and you want to and you're able, this would be wonderful because you don't know how much you want to be around other people until you get around other people again.
Yeah. And the like-minded people, you can have all those conversations that I keep hearing everybody say, I never get to talk to anybody about this stuff. This is the place. Come join us in Daytona.
Absolutely. And then, okay, so we've got that. Yeah. And you have a code. If anybody wants to do the level one course,
yes, the code. If you want to do the level one practitioner, the magic is real. All one word. The magic is real. Come join us and join the family. That would be awesome.
Absolutely. And then I've got my Soul Speak online course as well as my book. And you can get more information on that at juliacannon.com. So I think if we covered everything.
I don't know. We got like 30 seconds. So I'm just going to say Soul Speak is
you want
so
new nails? Good. If you want new nails, go to Tiffany. It nailed it. Plugs here.
Yeah, what else we got?
Okay. Anyway, what were you saying? Yes, I heard Soul Speak. What was that?
Yes. I encourage everyone to get Soul Speak. It's so powerful in doing your own healing. If you don't know what it, you know, what that's all about, it is Julia wrote this book and it's all about how our body talks to us and all of our ailments and all of that. So, yep, it's worked wonders on me. I'm in the workshop telling you about it. So go check it out.
Several times. She was wonderful at helping.
I still function. All right, you guys. Love you all. Thanks for coming. See you next week.
Bye.